You're listening to SBS News.
So today, we stand for Lexi. And as her voice, we demand action. We seek a ban on assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. We understand that for some reason, to some people, to people with money, to people who fund political campaigns, that guns are more important than children. So at this moment, we ask for progress.
That's the voice of Kimberly Rubio, whose daughter Lexi was one of the victims of the Uvalde school shooting. Ms. Rubio is appealing to politicians to take some action, with statistics revealing that the United States has had more mass shootings than any other country. Since the Sandy Hook school massacre in December 2012, there have been more than 900 incidents of gunfire on school premises in the US. According to CNN, there have been at least 39 school shootings this year alone. But now a bipartisan agreement has been reached by a group of senators from both sides of the House. Christian Heine, the vice president of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, says any potential breakthrough towards the first significant new U.S. gun law in decades is to be welcomed.
We have not seen the likes of a framework like what we see in this package for the last 30 years. And I think, you know, it's significant not only because of how this can have a real impact in lives, but to me it feels like a moment in time. And a sign of things to come, right? This is sort of testing ground that we can pass bipartisan gun laws and the sky won't fall.
The plan, praised by President Joe Biden, includes support for state red flag laws, keeping guns from potentially dangerous people, tougher criminal background checks for firearms buyers under 21, and a crackdown on so-called straw purchases by people buying firearms for others who would not pass a background check. But America's National Rifle Association, America's most vocal pro-firearms lobby group, tweeted that they were being bullied.
The media, leftist politicians, and gun-hating activists are bullying NRA members and gun owners because they want us to give up. We won't bend a knee. The Second Amendment is worth fighting for.
Many Americans cherish gun rights, and the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment protects the right to keep and bear arms. The NRA says it encourages its elected officials to provide more resources to secure schools, fix America's mental health system, and support law enforcement. It says it won't support a framework until it sees what the bill itself actually contains.
The NRA will continue to oppose any effort to insert gun control policies, initiatives that override constitutional due process protections and efforts to deprive law-abiding citizens of their fundamental right to protect themselves and their loved ones in this or any other legislation.
The framework is far less ambitious than proposals offered by President Biden and other Democrats for banning semi-automatic assault-style rifles and high-capacity magazines, or at least raising the minimum age to buy those from 18 to 21. However, with bipartisan backing, the deal represents a significant breakthrough. That doesn't ensure that legislation will be passed, as politicians still must hammer out legislative language that can secure enough votes to get through both the Senate and the House of Representatives, each narrowly controlled by Democrats. Republican opposition has been critical in thwarting Democratic-backed gun control proposals in Congress for decades. Tom Jones, who heads the Conservative American Accountability Foundation, says the Senate's bill is going in the wrong direction.
I think the way to prevent that is ultimately through, you know, having fathers and leadership within families. You know, it's sad and terrible, but I don't know what additional layer of federal legislation we would put in place to keep someone like the shooters in Buffalo or Uvalde from doing what they did.
Christian Heine says, however, that Republican politicians are beginning to come under pressure from their own supporters.
What we see in this moment is Republicans really hearing from their constituents as well and feeling compelled that they have got to do something, because we can't wait another 10 years of inaction to continue to see day in and day out the horrific levels of gun violence we see.
Republicans opposed to the plan are expected to mount procedural hurdles in a bid to block it. Alan Lee, SBS News.